This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is your Sunday 88 film slasher classic series of reviews. I'm your host Duncan McLeish. Welcome to the show. Up on this episode we have disc number 31 in the collection. This is The House on Sorority Row. We'll be getting to that review after the first break. Before we get to that, as always, let's catch up. This is the final episode of this week. Four episodes you have received this week as gifts to your ear holes. Hopefully you've enjoyed them, and we have another week of fantastic content a-coming for you. It kicks off tomorrow with the final installment of our Phantasm Russian Roulette franchise retro. Now, I know you've been waiting a bit for this one, and we will see if first-time guest Under the Stairs, Mr. Watson, can bring the goods on Ravenger. Then on Thursday, we have Movie Club. That's right, you have until Wednesday next week to get your reviews in for Movie Club. Do not delay. Make haste today. Then on Saturday is another listener choice episode. So on Friday, I'll post three movies. You'll select what you want to see reviewed on Saturday, and boom, it will happen as if by magic. Which swings us on to Sunday, another Arrow Video assortment, I think is what we're calling them, because there is an assortment of Arrow Video titles to get through and so precious little time. So that's what we'll be doing on Sunday. On the Teapots Collective this Wednesday, you will receive another little bonus gift. Swear to Begin with Giallo dropping Wednesday for certain. I know it's been delayed a week, but it's definitely coming Wednesday. Then on Sunday, you will get the next installment of Opera Omnia. And if I've got time, the following Monday, you will receive another gift, because that's what I do. I just give gifts, which is doing the nasty. So there we are. Try to cram those episodes in to keep me on track. Now, like I say, there's been various bits and bobs happening at home in terms of building, construction work, and it's kind of pushed my schedule a little bit off to the side, considering we are still recording the Summer Teapots Top 10 series as we speak as well. So thanks for bearing with me. Things are almost back on the straight and narrow. And with that in mind, let's get into our review. I'm going to take a very short break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for The House on Sorority Row. When we return, we're discussing that movie right after this.
Hello, this is The Doom Show. Keep on keeping on and keep on trucking, America. We don't listen to our feedback because we don't get any.
The truth hurts.
I just alienated the two people that give us constant feedback. Sorry, guys.
That's gotta go.
That's gotta go in there.
So on the show, we talk about Giallo movies and slasher movies and cult movies. Sometimes we even talk about Cameron Mitchell and his movies. I am Richard. Who are you?
I am Brad, the guy that's not Richard, or Jeffrey, or Simon.
That's right. We have four people, and we always talk at once, except to each other.
Jeffrey lives up north. Simon lives across the world. Richard lives in Penis, Alabama.
Hello, This is the Doom Show is a proud member of the Legion Podcast Network. Check out the other shows on legionpodcast.com. You can check out more Hello, This is the Doom Show at hellodoomshow.podomatic.com or at doommoviethon.com.
Check for our Amazon exclusive Hello, This is the Doom Show cookbook.
Do you like hot dogs?
We got them.
Do you like mac and cheese?
We got it.
Do you like cheddar?
We have it.
Actually, we don't.
No cheddar.
Just Colby. Colby Jack.
Hello, This is the Doom Show. We never gave up on you because you never gave up on us.
Wow.
A certain kind of girl joins Pi Theta Sorority. A girl who likes to party and likes to get close to her friends. A girl whose extracurricular activities were more daring than most. A girl who could turn her fantasies into reality.
One more fling won't set us back any.
I go for the dime and set the clock side.
Then again, Pi Theta was different from other sororities.
I'll get back at you for the last thing I do!
Because in this sorority, nothing is off limits, as long as it's fun for the girls. So when it came time to say goodbye, they decided to make real sure that no one would ever forget the girls in the house on Sorority Row.
And welcome back. So you've just heard the trailer for The House on Sorority Row. This is disc number 31 of the 88 Films Slasher Classic Series. According to the website, it says thusly, 88 Films is ready to unleash a certified teen tormenting gem in the timeless terror title House on Sorority Row, released in 1983. Remade as a Carrie Fisher starring blockbuster in 2009, that's questionable, the original effort about a dorm prank gone wrong and the terrible consequences doubtlessly inspired such later revenge flicks as I Know What You Did Last Summer. Trend-setting genre template, House on Sorority Row is the latest in our slasher classics line. Special features include a brand new interview with composer Richard Band, brand new interview with film critic Kim Newman, audio commentary by the Hysteria Lives podcast team, trailer, technical specs, region locked to region B, picture format HD 1781, audio format LPCM stereo, language is in English, certification 18, and the runtime is just over an hour and a half. Now, this is a weird one because I've been tossing and turning on this one as to whether I had actually seen it before. I sadly was one of the ones that chucked out hard-earned money to go and see that remake at the cinema, and it sucked so much dick. It was not a good movie at all. So I was kind of interested to see if this was a title that I knew by name because of that remake, or had I actually seen the original. Turns out I have actually seen this movie before, but it must have been decades ago, because I was trying to wrap my brain as to how I would have seen this title, and I can only assume VHS rental, and I know it wasn't one I rented myself, which means it's one that I coaxed my parents to do, which means we're going back early 90s. So yeah, this is one that I must have saw way back then, so I would have been early teens. And as a result of that, a lot of the twists and turns in the movie I already knew were coming, because it started to come back to me in waves of, oh yeah, that's right, that bit happens there. So, to be honest with you, this is actually a movie I quite dig. Watching it back, there was a lot of elements that I think they do quite well. I quite like the cinematography, although the restoration isn't amazing. I like the acting for the most part. Most of the actors here are playing into kind of tried and tested stereotypes, but back at this time period, they're not necessarily as cliche as they would be, say, 2 years later. The kills are pretty gnarly, actually. Surprising how well they've held up. In 1983, we're still in that weird period where we're getting away with a little bit more than we probably should, and censors are going to quickly clamp down on that, and then we'll be getting away with fuck all. So that aspect is kind of cool. I had worked at the reveal, so I knew who the killer was very, 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 very early. In fact, just after the opening credits, I was like, oh, I remember the killer was. But I don't think it's too difficult to work it out through piecing together the movie. That being said, if you're not paying attention or you're looking at your phone, chances are you may miss some elements that hint towards it. But certainly, it's not one of those massive shock reveals at the end. Quite like the setup here. I like movies that are set on college campuses or in high schools. There's a pang of nostalgia as being a teenager in the 90s, when there was a whole host of those movies, whether it be Scream, Scream 2, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Faculty. So that's a little nostalgic thing for me that I enjoy coming back to and checking out. So the setting works for this in a lot of respects. The score's pretty cool as well, and the interview on the disc with Richard Band is kind of fun. That's a guy that's put a whole lot of music to a whole lot of titles that, if you're my age, you grew up watching. So it's kind of cool listening to him talk about that. Out with that, the interview with Kim Newman on the special feature is also kind of fun. Kim Newman's a goofy figure, and I really, really enjoy his commentary. He has a lot of fun witticism and sarcasm and a bit of snark, all in equal measure, which I think makes him a really interesting film critic to listen to, because there's passion there for the most schlocky of content, but at the same time, he will very, very quickly talk down something he finds a bit too cliche or a bit hard to stomach. So it's really well done as well. I kind of flicked off and on as soon as I realised I'd seen this movie before with the commentary with The Hysteria Continues, who once again proved to do a stellar job in pretty much everything they do for 88 films, etc, etc. I think the big selling point for House and Sorority Row is it's kind of campy, but it's a lot of fun, and it's not afraid to get a bit gnarly. And that, for a slasher, specifically in this time period, holds a lot of weight with me. Like I say, the cinematography is surprisingly good, and the story itself, whilst being a bit derivative, manages to hold its own weight and continue through in a satisfying way to the conclusion. So to me, that's bonus points. There's a bit cringiness in here for sure, but that's just the time period it was made. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily, you know, a thumping good slasher, but at the same time, it is above a lot of what we've had to stomach in this collection thus far. And as a result of that, there was a weird pang of shame and pride watching this movie and enjoying it as much as I did. Because like I say, this series has, for the most part, been quite content to either not give you a slasher movie or boot you in the balls when you dare to begin to have some semblance of enjoyment. So it was kind of fun sitting back, switching the brain off and recapturing some of the magic of a title that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. There really isn't much more I can say about this, to be honest with you. This is one that I would say, if you're trying to pick off maybe not the mainstay, well-trodden road of slasher movies, then House and Sorority Row is, you know, not mainstream enough to be the, you know, in the top 10 that trips off anyone's tongue, but not as obscure that you'll find difficulty finding it and or watching it, to be honest. I think for the most part, it's a bit light on bonus features, and the restoration isn't maybe necessarily as good as some of the other 88 films, titles. But that being said though, overall, it's a satisfying package and you pick this one up relatively cheap now. You can get it for under a tenner and it's worth owning if you're a fan of slashers or you're getting into slashers. It's one that you should certainly pick up and put in your collection. In terms of a grade for this one, it's probably a 3.5, so it sits somewhere between a like it and a really like it. I'll revisit this somewhere down the line for sure. I'll probably cue it in with a movie night of some description with kind of slashers set at school or colleges or something and slip that one in there just for shits and giggles. But yeah, 3.5 feels right for House on Sorority Row. Okie dokie, I'm going to take my final break. When I come back, I'm closing out the show and I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been your Sunday 88 film slasher classic series. We did disc number 31. It was A House on Sorority Row. We have another title coming your way in only 3 weeks' time. This is disc number 32 in the collection and it's Slaughterhouse Rock. According to the 88 Films website, it says thusly, Alcatraz once housed some of America's most infamous criminals, but nothing ever inhabited the island like the force of evil encountered by some unprepared youngsters in 1988's fever dream surrealist horror Slaughterhouse Rock. Starring rock star Tony Basil as Playboy playmate Hope Marie Carlton, this mainstay of VHS horror highlights plenty of plastic fantastic frights and plasma spilling practical effects galore. Clearly influenced by the Nightmare on Elm Street series with its story of a supernatural stalker, Slaughterhouse Rock built up a well-deserved fan base of its own thanks to its marriage of 80s rock and esoteric horror with big-haired babes screaming their lungs out. Finally gaining an HD bow from 88 Films, Slaughterhouse Rock is a terrifying trip into slasher movie history and a thrill ride of crazed and lurid images that no self-respecting fear fan can afford to miss. Special features 4K remaster from the original camera negative, uncompressed stereo soundtrack featuring music by Dio, Rockin' Shock, Back to the Slaughterhouse, an interview with Jim Harper, author of Legacy of Blood, original theatrical trailer, optional English subtitles, booklet by film journalist Dave Wayne and Marty Budrich, I think it's not how you pronounce that. Reversible sleeve with alternate non-slasher collection artwork. We have the technical specs region locked B, picture format 185.1, audio format is LPCM stereo, English is the language, subtitles in English, certification 18, and runtime 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half for the uneducated. There we go. So that's what we'll be discovering in 3 weeks' time. Never seen it. Cannot wait. That's completely sold me. We will see if it lives up to what they have kind of put their stall out and banged their gong for. We'll see if it lives up to that in 3 weeks' time. There's a multitude of ways to check out the show. Wherever you're listening to me right now, hit subscribe. That way you never miss anything from Under the Stairs. Subscribe to the Teapots Collective and then you never miss anything I record, produce and release. A quick reminder, we are discontinuing our SoundCloud feed in the next couple of days. So if that's where you're listening to us, you will find us everywhere else that podcasts can be listened to. Make sure you transition in that way. You don't miss out. Couldn't be any easier than that. Check us out on our website, it's teapotscast.com. Visit the merch page, teapotscast.bigcartel.com. You can jump across to Facebook and check us out on facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. Alternatively, you can check us out on the Teapots Collective page, which is facebook.com/teapotscast. Reach out and touch myself and the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness, Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at teapotscast. Check us out in the Flick Chat app. That's free and available on Android and iOS. And our pass code, our join code, our little group is Teapots Cast. The podcast Under the Stairs will return to you tomorrow, concluding our Russian Roulette franchise retro on Phantasm, looking at Phantasm Ravager with my awesome guest, Mr. Watson. But until then, wherever you are, wherever the time zone is and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs and I am signing off.